All right, welcome everybody. Today is November 10th. This is another edition of Hooked on Drupal. We have the full panel, the whole CP development crew is here. Sans Dan, I don't think he's been on yet.
He won't even come to the office today.
Right.
We're having a podcast.
He's usually out and about.
He's from, he lived in Minnesota, so he's kind of Canadian.
Practically Canadian.
Yes. Yes.
And recently...
Oh, that's what I meant. It's the same state, isn't it?
He's
going to
be real upset later.
It's the same state.
Go Vikings.
Well, and he was recently at a symphony training on the West Coast. So the guy gets around, and he's getting all geared up for Drupal 8, which is also conveniently the topic of this podcast. I'm Shane Siebel, the marketing guy, and these folks here will introduce themselves soon.
Hi, I'm Chris Keller. I'm a developer.
I'm Hillary Lewandowski. I'm a developer.
I'm Brad Serznak. I'm a developer.
There it is. The support group is complete. So all things Drupal 8 is our conversation topic today. So they actually announced a release date, November 19th. And we need to go back and double check the facts, but Chris maintains that he may have predicted this down to the day.
I'm pretty sure I said November something in the teens.
Okay. So loyal podcast viewers, I'm sure you're rewatching that episode even now. But go back and check. We will as well because we like to award accuracy.
We should have checked before this episode.
I know.
Yeah. But excuse us. Okay, I think that's it there.
That's the future setting.
That is the future portal. When is Drupal 8 going to launch?
Oh, it's not good. It's not good. It says March 15th, 2016.
Oh my gosh.
In there.
I can see how from your angle it would look.
Because six can also be a 9 if you
flip
it.
I think
19,
it's,
that's a long time.
Is that November 22nd, 2015?
Wow. Oh.
That's coming soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right
pretty
around
fast.
The corner.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit creepy.
So I'm sure it's either one.
Voyeur in on Dree's mind, from from the inside.
Like a picture of you, and then like a splash that says he was right.
Yeah, holding the check and a candy bar. Or
we'll have to frame it. Put it in a plaque.
But anyway, it's actually arriving. There was that countdown site that would just kind of change erratically for a while, and then finally, like the 19th. That's it. Have your party. So, and we actually conveniently we had a party scheduled. We didn't know it was a party. It was just going to be a meetup that Hillary was going to be schooling WordPress folks on what Drupal is, and now they're going to get the full Drupal 8 party explosion experience.
They're all going to convert.
Yeah.
They see how amazing it is to be a Drupaler.
Once they experience the figure eights, there's no going back.
Interesting fact. WordPress had some sort of official announcement that they have gone over 25% of the internet, and they seem fairly excited about that. Though 57% of the internet doesn't use a CMS, so let's just throw that out.
Okay.
So 25% of the internet, and then what percent of is that? Was that it? 25% of the internet is composed of WordPress sites.
Yeah, of all websites.
Okay.
Are WordPress,
and most of them are like. 2-page spam bot sites or like I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say something like that.
No, that wasn't you.
No. But
in order to capture 25% of the market, there has to be a decent amount of WordPress pornography sites.
Right. You would suspect as much. And then what percentage of CMSs, like they probably have it would even be a greater percentage of the CMS market share.
I've seen statistics where they are
like 40 or 50.
Something like that, yeah.
But Drupal is satisfied at being the 2% crown jewel of open source CMSs, right? And with 8 coming out, do you think that's going to change the share
Probably
of adoption?
Not.
No.
Probably not. Not at first, at least. They're trying to make Drupal 8 a little more user-friendly. but it's always been more developer friendly.
Yeah, and it's the higher end site marketplace, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, and once you go to WordPress and you find the majesty of the loop and that you can change your CSS files right there in the back end, you're like, why would I use anything else? So
I think Drupal wants quality over quantity, probably. So like they want the enterprise sites, the bigger fish.
The Bigums.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, yeah, and that's the story we're sticking to. I mean, we've turned down a couple WordPress clients, and they came back, and they were like, okay, let's do the Drupal thing. We trust you. So, we've fully, drunk the Kool-Aid, drank it. And now that's what we do. So Drupal 8... as a new platform, I know there's been some experimenting going on. How is it going to change the development cycle here? Are we going to adjust drastically to doing Drupal 8 sites?
I guess we don't know yet sure. I mean, there's some new ways to like build out your site. You could use Composer to like download everything. And it could change our workflow a lot, but I think initially we'll stick with probably what we do now. I'm sure there'll be a little bit of trouble spots along the way.
Yeah, and yes. Our build tools, we had to switch like 3 or 4 lines in order to really get Drupal 8 working, so it's very different.
Yeah. I mean, that's, for George Jetson, that's quite a feat. You pushed 3 buttons to do that. Mm-hmm.
It's impressive.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of effort.
So we're also looking towards the upgrade process. So there's a lot of Drupal 7 sites out there for sure. I have no idea what the saturation of Drupal 6 sites still is. But with Drupal 8 being formally announced, Drupal 6 has a end-of-life deadline, right?
Yeah, February 24th or 25th. In the 2016 year.
In the year of our Lord 2016, February, Drupal 6, game over. What does that mean?
I don't think there'll be any more security like fixes and updates for contrib or core.
Yeah. So if any more holes are found, Drupal's not
they're just like, sorry.
Sorry, it's up to you.
The contrib maintainers could still release stuff, I think. Yeah, but they're not.
But nobody's committed to it.
Yeah.
It means that if you built a site in 2008 and did nothing to it for 8 years, then you might have some trouble beginning in March of 2016.
Well, yeah, when did Drupal 6 come out anyway? Was it 08? Early 08?
Yeah. Something like that.
So, yeah, I mean, that's you've made it, practically a decade on one platform.
Yeah.
Pretty good. It may be time to upgrade. Help me out. I mean, is an upgrade really an upgrade, or it was always a migration? Like, if you were going to go from 6 to 7, like, were you practically building a new site anyway?
Yeah, you're building a new site and migrating content, if you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just... copying and pasting it depending on your budget.
Right. So Drupal 6 owners out there, what do you think their options are? Like, is there any reason to bother with Drupal 7 if you want to hold on to your site?
Well, we've got 2 Drupal 6 clients. One of them, we're building a 7 site right now, and one of them, we're going to go to 8 either late this year or early next year. So it really depends on when and what you want.
What would be the big compelling reason, like, why go Drupal 8? Is there, like, a feature that's like, oh, if I might as well have that?
It's kind of difficult to put into terms what's cool about Drupal 8, but there's a lot that's cool about Drupal 8.
So yeah.
I guess the inline editing is the most visible thing.
For a user experience once you get it deployed. So people do have some options. If they're moving from 6, 7 is still pretty mature. It's going to be supported for, years, right? I mean, how do we know when 7 is end of life?
Did they change that? Or usually it's when the next major version comes out. They phase out.
Yeah, so when 9 comes out, so 7 would get phased out.
Support.
So 9's probably about 3 years out.
I think they talked about like changing that a little bit, but I don't know if they ever came to.
Okay. I saw something out there about they're like, well, PHP is going to be supported for at least 3 years, so okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Drupal 7 came out in like 2011, so if we did the sit on your website for 8 years thing, then they've got to like 2019.
Okay. There it is. Yeah. Okay, so we're still building 7 sites. We're starting to scope out the next round of sites that we're building. Drupal 8 is kind of the focus. Not really sure what that means for our development cycle. Once you get through one, you'll know.
That's right.
Yeah. And then the upgrade, yeah, like we actually, so we sponsored this OS training upgrade video series that's forthcoming. And they're like, well, we don't really know how to do it yet because Acquia hasn't told us. candidly, they're like, yeah, we're still working on the documentation, right? So, have you seen any sites that did a big migration to 8? Is that something that is out in the news at all?
I haven't seen anything.
I keep seeing things that say like, oh, there's early Drupal 8 adopters, but I've never seen a link like, here's an example of that early adopter.
There was like one thing in the drop, and it was very much like the migrate module where you had to write a whole bunch of stuff in order to make like a 6 site sing in 8.
And yeah.
That never really appeals to me, but maybe that's just me.
Right. So yeah, I mean the approach, it sounds like the best approach is you're going to do a complete rebuild and then figure out how to migrate all the content and take care of your link structure and stuff so you don't get too big a hit.
There's a migration built into Drupal 8 to go from 6 to 8, like to bring your content over. But last time I checked, it didn't work that great. And Hillary was saying probably you have to have very clean content to make it work anyway. So you might end up not being able to use that depending on how far along it is when they launch.
So there could be a lot of manual work regardless.
Yeah, and if you have dirty content like all of those Drupal porn sites.
WordPress porn sites. Drupal doesn't.
Yeah.
They wouldn't stoop to that. So, and actually Brad and I were talking recently, like we had had a little back and forth about migration, you know, being something that people who are sitting on really large sites, they kind of know I have a crap load of content and it's really important. Of course, I want to upgrade or whatever, but how do I get there? And some vendor who shall not be named, discussion, they claim that they could do an instantaneous migration. Like, you know, so it just like stripped. Like, they have this platform that basically it's almost like a flat file version of the site, and they just like take it all in, and then you could like slowly come in and create editable regions. They're just like, transfers it instantaneously. Didn't work so well for
her. Really?
Really?
Yeah. So like what kind of things do people need to consider to size up the effort when they're looking at a upgrade migration?
Well, when we take a look at a site, we do an automated content audit and we say like, these are the pages that you have, like these are the URLs that people can hit on your site. And then we'll synthesize that into, hey, these are the content types that you have. So that you've got like page or blog post or event or things like that. And we'll count like how many of each of those that they have. If you have like 10 pages or something, it doesn't make sense to write a script to import all those because you can copy and paste faster than you can write a script in that circumstance. But if you have 600 blog posts, you'd probably want to import those. And then it's a matter of subdividing it even further for each type of content. So an event, you know, is going to have a start and an end, a location, a description, stuff like that. So we'll draw out the types and then hope really hard that the original content has that stuff there. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't get imported. But it's a matter of good architecture. That would be the word to
right,
really describe
right.
it.
And then so creating some automated tools. It sounds like there's some migration tools that are released, but you may have to invent your own scripts along the way to handle custom scenarios.
No, there's one. It's called Feeds. That's the one. Yeah,
Feeds works really well. I have written like very manual content migration stuff too, and that works fine too, but Feeds is so much easier and faster, and it usually works really, really well.
And then migrating content, migrating a site into Drupal 8 is the, I don't know, the containers of content, are they going to be drastically different than what you worked with in 7?
They're drastically the same.
Okay.
Some of the things that were kind of custom in 7, so like in 6 you had nodes and then like a bunch of custom stuff, and then in 7 it was like a node is an entity and there are a bunch of other things that are entities, and then in 8 everything's an entity, so there's a lot of familiarity there for us, but the way that you go about it to some extent because of the Symfony stuff and all that has changed to a degree, so that's fun.
So Symfony changes stuff a little bit. Dan, who recently went to the Symfony training, and I sat down with him for 5 minutes afterwards to get the lowdown on it, and the only thing I took away was the long-term maintenance and upgrade of sites is going to be much more, I don't know, gradual. Like the upgrade process is just going to be kind of like a continual patching, and there's not going to be these big step revisions. Is that true? How does that work?
Yeah, that would be one of the main positives of going object oriented, is that you can deprecate certain features and make new ones, so you kind of get like a flag in your code that this is deprecated and you should update it, so you kind of get warning that you should update your code before you update to the next big revision of,
and that's like a using. Like a year in between zone where you get to work on replacing deprecated routines.
Depends on the software.
Yeah.
Some will be faster, some will be slower. Just kind of depends on when their next release is.
But yeah, and I guess what I'm trying to get at is like this kind of inevitable upgrade release cycle, like having to do the big jump, where you rebuild and migrate. It sounds to me like the goal is to get rid of that. Is that true?
I don't know if that's true. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, sounds good in theory. Yeah.
And maybe they'll try to do that a little bit here, but I don't know exactly if anyone
how it's
said that.
Play out.
Yeah,
because
there is a branch for Drupal 9 already, like in the Git repository, so they're planning on a Drupal 9.
Right, okay.
Whenever Apple comes out with the next revolutionary device and we have to figure out a way to make websites for it, then we'll know what we want to do in Drupal 9.
Yeah. Once you inhale your iPhone.
The tabletop? I mean, they've been going small. Maybe they'll just, like,
go
360. And
yeah, their customer base is getting older, so
yeah. They can't see the small screens anymore.
Everything Jumbotron for the geriatric.
I mean, that's what they'll call it.
Yeah, that's a good name.
It'll be the
I geriatric.
Well, in our elderly audience, we hold you in high esteem and regard.
Apologize for that.
So the upgrade paths, it sounds like some of it's going to be similar to Drupal upgrades of the past. The development cycle, you're going to be working through it, figuring out what's nuanced. This whole Symfony thing, does that open you up to a whole new community of developers that, like, how does that change kind of like the Drupal development community? Are you merging with Symfony folks or what?
I think it helps. Like, it's hard to find a Drupal developer right now since it's a very specific skill set.
I mean, if you can find us, like the A-team, then maybe
right.
You can hire us.
It's hard to find, like, employees, like developers, because not everyone knows this stuff. And even if someone knows PHP, they still can't figure out how to work with a Drupal site. So, having people that know Symphony be able to come in and work on a triple site is good.
Yeah, and are they plentiful? Like, I don't really know anything about it. It came out of Europe, right? It's like a France.
They're pretty plentiful. I don't know if it's any bigger than the Drupal community, but it might be a similar size, and it could possibly double the size of people that could develop a Drupal base. Site. That's just me pulling numbers out of the air.
Right. I'm sure they're very accurate.
I mean, I pulled November 19th out of the air.
Right, we're just going with that now. Like,
Doesn't
even need to be confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Symphony community is going to augment the Drupal community and give us a bigger pool of expertise to draw from. Do they come in with a different approach? They're like, versus standard fair Drupal practices? Is that
I don't know.
Mindsets?
I don't know any Symphony developers, right. I guess. I don't know enough about Symphony yet to know that. I don't know if you guys...
There are a lot of folders from what Dan was showing us.
There's lots of files and folders and things. Yeah, everything's split out, which you know like that.
If it could all just be in one file.
One file.
Yeah.
No folders in a single file. Well, I'm going to butcher it, but I know we hung out with some people in Grand Rapids that do Symphony training, and I know Dan's taken a few classes from them. It's like K&P University or something like that. I'll get it accurate. It'll be in the notes. They've been doing training for a while within that community. They fly all over the world hosting these events. So it sounds like there is a user base out there at a global scale. And they have been kind of layering in Drupal 8 concepts for a while, but it sounds like if you came up in Symphony, the jump to doing things in Drupal 8 would be pretty easy. You'd be like, oh, okay. It's just like things built on top of that platform.
Well, it's possible. The one thing to keep in mind is that it's like a huge amount more code for Drupal 8 than for Drupal 7, and a lot of that is Symphony components and stuff, but like still a whole bunch of stuff that's just Drupal chilling out there. So
yeah, really specific stuff that you need to learn. So it'll still be kind of difficult, but there's also like kind of, I call them professional programmers, like Hillary, who have a computer science degree, that understand object-oriented programming will have an easier time getting into Drupal. So not just Symphony people, and not just Drupal people.
Okay, but object-oriented.
Yeah.
And I think they'd have a different, they'd have a different approach to it. Like, they'd see the problem that they want to solve, and they build object-oriented solutions to that problem, whereas a classic Drupal programmer would find the hooks and use the classic Drupal way of hooking into things and finding modules and things like that, where the Symphony developer might stay with the objects and do things that way. That makes sense.
It does. And I'm sure you're going to explain it in much more detail at our Drupal 8 release party. Also on November 19th, we're being co-hosted by Girl Develop It Detroit and Grand Circus. So we have all sorts of very fun Drupal 8. We're going to have a number 8 competition in which who can count to 8 the fastest.
Oh,
we're going to do that one. All puns related to 8. I just ate your Drupal 8 lunch. That kind of stuff. There's going to be badges and school bus Drupal 8 school bus races with a demolition derby. It's going to be amazing. Yeah, we're going to hold off. I was trying to pitch the the Drupal 8 human centipede, but I don't think that's going to go over very well.
Yeah, let's
glad I'm missing
that. Next time.
I mean, anything for a marketing stunt is kind of where I begin, but we'll just pretend that one didn't happen. But we definitely want to find the rest of the programming and community and all these folks out there that are, versed in object-oriented, if they're ready to check out open source CMSs, this could be a really good transition point. So that's my big plug for that event. And then once the release comes out, that is the, the release candidates are all done as of the 19th.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
we'll be releasing some as we get up to that. I said like twice a month.
Yeah, 8.1 will be good. But, yeah.
Okay. So then we get the traditional point release cycle. Okay. Well, very good. It's been in the making since 2011. Is that when did they start working on it?
Sure.
Yeah, I think that, they start the new branch as soon as, like, well, before the other one's released. So, yeah, they're probably working on it for a long time.
Yeah.
All right. And it's about time that it's here. We're excited about it. We're getting up to speed. Looking forward to the upgrade training series from OS Training and a really great kickoff party.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Hooked on Drupal.
There's a lot of meat in this episode. And
did we talk about important stuff?
Yeah.
Well, now's the, let's bring out the standard fare. What else do you got? Because eventually the camera's just going to shut off, so we can trail into whatever you want now.
Yeah, well, now there's pressure on us.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Have you had anything good for lunch lately?
Salad.
Salad.
It's all we eat anymore.
I got a niner there over there.
Oh, no. Does this sell Brussels sprouts?
In? Oh, it does.
Oh, jeez.
It's really 9 days old and you're going to eat it.
Oh, yeah. I'm honor bound.
I've got the last of those stuffed peppers from the last crock on Thursday.
Sounds good. Those
were
really good.
Thank you.
What did you use for the meat? Like the fake meat?
It's called
peas?
Beyond Beef.
Beyond Beef.
Where do you get this?
I got it.